Not all those who wander are lost. J.R. Tolkien. Welcome to Aegis Travel Adventures. We are Ken.
And Giselle. We have been to over 100 countries and are still looking to see what is around the next corner. We love wine,
travel, and adventure. Listen to our podcast where we share the fun of the magical places, people, and cultures that have touched our lives.
Aegis?
Hey, Roy.
Travel?
Travel.
Adventures?
Hello, this is Aegis Travel Adventures, podcast number 26. This is Ken.
Hi, and this is Giselle.
We are broadcasting from the lovely island of Bali, and today we'd like to talk to you about
how we got here.
How we set up our transportation, and we're open to doing it, other than rowing a boat over here. We're willing to take ships, airplanes, and other modes. We chose a company that we've worked with before called Skylux, and I think they're consolidators, you would call them, and we wanted to do a business class fare. It was going to be a long flight, and we looked for lay-flat seats. So, depending on where you live, I mean, obviously, if you live in a really big city like New York, you can fly out of JFK. You're probably going to get some of the best airfares on a consistent basis. We live in the Orlando, Florida area. We got what we considered a good price out of Miami. So we rented a car locally for a couple of days and took advantage of it, went and visited relatives, and then went on down to the Miami airport and boarded our flight, and it was a Turkish Airlines flight. We'd been to Turkey many years before. We loved the people, the country. We'd been on Qatar Airways, Royal Jordanian, other, you know, from the Mideast, and we had a really good flight and service, so we thought we would try this.
Yeah, we one thing about, as Ken said, you know, it's a pain to get older. So we have discovered as we've gotten older, you know, doing long, really long flights, when you get here, you just feel beat up. So we kind of made a conscious decision. I guess every decision is conscious. But anyway, we made a deliberate decision, if you will, that when we try to book a trip, that it's 24 hours in flying, basically, give or take, that it's well worth it to add in for us, to add into the cost of the trip, is the flight. So we use Derek with Skylux Travel. He is excellent. It's all done through the internet. I mean, he does, if you want to him, you can call, but you just tell him where you want to go, what's your thoughts, how long you want to be, how long you don't want to be, a layover, etc. And then they start sending you variety of itineraries.
And to keep the costs down, we try to be flexible. Like I said, we could have flown out of Orlando, but it was hard to find fares for
It added about $600 to fly out of Orlando.
Yeah. And so Miami, we looked at New York. Being flexible is important, and the dates also. We're retired, and we like to travel. We could have left a couple days earlier, a couple days later, you know. So we put those parameters out there for them and tell them to look at gateway cities. And sometimes it's both ends, the gateway. In this case, we wanted to fly into Bali. So we thought we got a good price on this.
So we flew from Miami. Again, sometimes the times are a little bit wonky. We left at midnight from Miami. So that was long. But, you know, immediately when you get there, we flew out of Miami at midnight. We boarded Turkish Air. Immediately, we were impressed. I mean, they just were, the staff or the flight attendants were very accommodating. They knew who you were. They knew our names. And not that that's so important, but it just makes you feel welcome. So you get in, and then you get situated, and then they give you fruit juices, put a fruit glass of champagne, but not on Turkish Air. Anyway, so we get us settled in. The plane takes off, and almost immediately they give you dinner. So you're eating dinner about 1:30 in the morning. And they, you can choose whatever you want. You can also choose, they have dining on demand, which is a nice idea. So if you don't want dinner then, I presume you could just tell them, hey, I don't want it. But we went ahead and took the dinner and then just settle in for a very long flight. I tend to watch movies on the plane. Ken tends to sleep. And so it makes it very pleasant. Our seats were not, they were next to each other, but across the aisle. So, but again, you're in a lay flat seat. It's not, and Qatar was, I think they had a little door that shut and they gave you, this one they didn't give you the pajamas or anything, which was fine. But so we.
They gave you slippers and a little kit with lip gloss and
a eye mask and earplugs, etc.
So,
interruption. We have a phone call, but anyway, so we flew Turkish Air and we are enjoying it, and then we get to Istanbul. I'm gonna pause. Okay, so it was about a 12-hour flight, and we ended up in Istanbul.
A brand-new airport.
Gorgeous airport.
I say brand-new. A couple years old, but it's way out of town, and it's gorgeous, and it's very large.
The only downside, I shouldn't say only downside, one of the things that we found was different than the time we traveled before. Nowadays, if you want to go into Istanbul, even if you have a layover, you have to pay the visa, which is like $50. So we didn't have enough time anyway, but I don't know that I would do it for a 12-hour layover. So anyway, so we get there and you go into the Turkish Business Lounge, which is the hugest lounge that we've ever been in.
Yeah.
And the food was really good. And
a lot of made-to-order food. And,
yeah.
And I mean, these people were here all night long because we did a layover of 8 hours. And, we got in the late afternoon, early evening, and we left, 8 hours later in the kind of middle of the night. And people were still there, busy. The airport was busy. I mean, it's what I kind of call a 24/7 place.
They at the lounge, they have, one of the nice things they have is they have a little masseuse that walks around for free. And you try to tip him and he doesn't like it. He doesn't.
This is forbidden.
But he gives you a nice little back massage.
Neck and back, yeah.
Very pleasant. And
it's included, free.
So we stood there and just kind of chilled. And there's rooms if you want to. I think you can go back, and if you want to go into a dark room and sleep, there's that. That's available. If you want to store your luggage, it's free. You just put your luggage there. And I did a little walk around the airport just to kind of look around. There's a museum, which was closed, but I walked around the airport a bit. I did find their some of their prices on their cosmetics to be a little bit less than I found almost anywhere in the world. I always kind of look at Tom Ford fragrance, which is my go-to, how much does it cost here versus how much it costs in the U.S., and it was actually about $50 less in the airport, so I'll be buying a bottle on the way home. So we got that, and we boarded the second flight.
Yeah. It's a different airplane. The first one was a 777 Boeing, and the second one was a 787 Dreamliner. Configuration a little different, but lay flat seats. Nice big airplane. Same service level, and it was another roughly 12-hour flight. So, with the time change, we lost 12 hours flying. I guess exactly halfway around the world from Florida, because if it's midnight here, it's noon in Orlando. It was about two full days, including the time change to get here. So to say we were fresh as a daisy is an overstatement, but we did get some sleep, and we felt pretty good when we arrived.
Yeah, and the second plane, just for those of you who actually care about the plane numbers and things like that, I thought the second plane, the configuration was a little bit nicer as far as the ease, which you can plug in your plug, which you got all the other stuff. It was a little bit handier. The other one was a little more awkward, but
yeah, it was a newer plane.
They had more technology in mind.
Yeah,
I think,
a little
when
more
they built
technology.
It.
Yeah.
And so like I said, we were very pleased. In fact, we're going back Turkish Air, so hopefully we'll be as pleased. So we arrive in Dubai, and we had prearranged our the transportation with the hotel. So you get out there, and getting in and out of customs, Oh, tip to self, when you guys are planning to come here, make sure you go online and order the, get your visas ahead of time. So as I was saying, before you come to Istanbul, Bali, thank you. You have to get visas, and it's easier to do them online because when you get there, if you don't, you will see a very, very long queue of people, like hundreds of people standing in line to go, and you have to pay for the visa. Then once you pay for the visa, you have to go to another place, and then they have to stand in line again because it's not entered into their system.
There was two visas, one for Indonesia, the country, and then Bali has something new. It's to support the tourism industry. It's a small fee that you pay as well.
Which I think is they just register. It's already on your passport.
Yeah.
But the bigger visa one, by doing it ahead of time, mm-hmm. you literally bypass all those people. It's a there's an automatic turnstile. You put your passport and it reads it, tell you go and you're done. And then you fill out a customs form again on there's a kiosk where there's some computers, you fill out that you're not bringing in whatever into the country, you get print out, you're gone. I would say probably 5-10 minutes most that we breeze through the immigration.
Yeah, it was really quick compared to most countries. And they also had, we had our luggage with us to go through the customs. And one side was they scan everything through the machines. The other side, they wave you through. He looked at us. We probably looked really beat up and tired. He just waved us through, so we felt lucky about
that.
Yeah,
really.
I think it's just selective.
Yeah, I guess we don't look like the people who are going to be smuggling stuff in.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was easy. And then we got out, and then immediately the gentleman from the hills in Bali, and they took us there, and it was about how far from the airport to the hotel was it?
25 minutes. And
it's still on the beach side. You're still on the bottom side of Bali.
The little peninsula, on the bottom. And the even though we arranged it with Hilton, it wasn't a van. It was a private taxi. And they're there when you and ready to go when you get there. So for what that's worth, some people, in many places you can take shuttles. Some places have hotel shuttles that are free. Our hotel did not, but it was reasonable and it was efficient. And it was a private taxi, which was nice. I think we were tired and we weren't looking to chat it up with any neighbors on a shuttle. So
more and more that we've traveled, we've noticed hotels are less and less that you're giving the free shuttle. They're just, it's just not part of the hotel makeup anymore. So we go to the Hilton Bali, which was amazing and beautiful. And immediately you get there and it's...
And we can't lie, we're Hilton Diamond members.
Full disclosure.
We've been Diamond members for 8 or 9 years. And they know it when you arrive. And they did not put us through the scanning machines or anything like they do most people. They took us right to the Hilton Honors desk. They just were unbelievably pleasant and nice. And, for what it's worth, we got our room upgraded. We got a cliffside ocean view, and we didn't pay any more for that. So another benefit of being Diamond. So,
When you're booking a hotel with lots of times, we have found out that if you book the lower category the cheaper category as a Diamond member, they'll upgrade you. Sometimes the upgrades are great, like they were this time, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're basically as opposed to a room in the back of the hotel, you get room in the front of the hotel. You do have to ask and be a little deliberate when you're asking. I know that I was like, can we please have a king-size bed? So they were very kind. The people in Bali are one of the nicest people that we've dealt with in as far as tourism. They're so glad we're here. It was just lovely. So we stayed at the Hilton for
five
nights, and we didn't do much. We really just kind of chilled at the hotel. The Hilton Bali is a little far from the main touristy area, downtown Bali area that's down by the beach. So we didn't do much. We were on the beach, so we kind of just chilled out there for a few days, enjoyed the amazing spa, and the food. Again, the prices here are very reasonable, so hotel food usually is more than you want to pay, but in here it's kind of very reasonable.
Yeah.
And the restaurant was there, we were very good. The breakfast is off the charts, and I'll post some photos and we'll go from there. So we just wanted to kind of give you guys a little heads up of where we are right now. We're in Ubud.
Yeah.
And we're about Bali. Which is Bali. We'll do another whole podcast on the resort that we're in. It's the Kaon Resort. It's phenomenal. And I've been here before a long time ago. So I brought Ken back, and it's just as lovely as it was. One thing about the Hilton Bali, if you do get a room with a balcony, note to self, watch out for the cheeky monkeys, as they call them, because they'll come in and eat your fruit. Yeah. I mean, they're very quiet. Yeah. We were traveling with some friends, and she opened her window, opened the door, turned around to ask her husband something. All of a sudden, there was a monkey sitting on the table.
Eating a banana.
Eating the banana, enjoying the fruit.
Yeah.
And so they threw some more fruit out, and the monkey went out. And but yeah, if you open at night, you look out the rafters, you'll see bunches of monkeys.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use cheeky. I would use creepy.
Yeah. So we will give you some updates on Bali on our next podcast and what we've experienced, and then we'll be getting on a Regent cruise ship, the Navigator, shortly, and we'll also give you a podcast on that. Have a good day.
So Bali needs to be in your future. It's amazing. Take care. Bye bye.
Aegis?
Aegis.
Travel?
Travel.
Adventures?
Adventures.